Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in this month of Rajab, Allah has accepted this dua, that to us, Allah has taken us up to Shaban. All of this is that blessings of that dua of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that with goodness and well-being, that he, the special dua, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows more, that how many barakat and blessings were there in Rajab. Alhamdulillah, and according to our capacity and efforts, and we did amal and good deeds, and we went to other places as well, and we did dhikr and adhkar according to our capacity. So we are hopeful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just like we in the month of Rajab, with the barakah, with the blessings of the dua, we have now attained Shaban. Now Shaban, in Shaban, Allah Ta'ala has put more nur and more light than Rajab. And it is very close to Ramadan, because it's very close to Ramadan. Very important times, very blessed times we are passing through. And for us in life, it's a very great chance for us. A brilliant chance that Allah has given to us throughout, compared to the rest of the year. If we compare to the rest of the year, we don't know. Yes, we are busy in life, in the dunya, and the occupation, the busyness of the world doesn't decrease. All year long you see that the routine of the person's life, it continues daily. And that way we just keep on passing through the days and the life. But in these months, when these months arrive with their unique, the days have unique moments in them, unique hours that remind us that you should now focus and pay attention more towards this. These actions, just like during the day, Allah has made us aware, normally speaking, about morning and evening. That in these times, morning and evening, definitely do two actions, Allah says. Otherwise, there's danger of your day being wasted. So with Allah's tawfiq, morning and evening, we do dhikr anyhow, normally. And in the same way, these months when they arrive, these blessed months that we're passing through now, Allah Ta'ala to revive our memories and make us aware that there's no guarantee in your life how long it's going to be. And the blessings of these months are such, Allah has instilled so many blessings in these months that all of what lacks throughout the rest of the year, it's fulfilled, the gap is filled. So this is now Shaban. And in this month, Allah Ta'ala has put so many blessings that when Ramadan arrives, every moment, every second, every hour of Ramadan will be such, will be full of blessings. And more than the rest of the year combined, if we imagine. So now this month has arrived, Shaban. And this is the dua also, that Allah please grant us blessings in Shaban. And Allah, our real objective the month to come, please deliver us and take us up to Ramadan. Let's be steadfast on this dua, keep on asking to Allah. But anyhow, in Shaban we are here now. So during this month of Shaban, we shouldn't waste in any way or form. So these small actions, obviously we have the routine of life, we have our habits, and we have to then sacrifice our schedule, our pattern, because those times, those hours, those days will come again, but these moments won't come again. Just like this morning of dhikr, whoever's wasted it, he's wasted it. Yes, and that morning of Shaban will not return. The barakat, blessings, we cannot get them back, retrieve them if we've lost them. So when will that come back? In the same way, don't waste time, this wealth, don't waste it. Okay, yes, if you're forced to, if you have an excuse valid, you're ill, you can't arrive, or such circumstances arrive that are extreme, due to which we are missing our normal schedule. That's from Allah, and Allah will give the ajr for that as well, the reward. Allah will compensate for that. Just like, for example, what we need to see now is that tahajjud salah. Nobody should waste tahajjud salah. Nobody. And don't stay in this effort that after Isha I'll pray. Okay, you can pray it. But we need to pray in the morning tahajjud for sure. We should wake up. We don't have time now. It's Shaban now. If we waste it, then it will be a dangerous situation. So be firm and make a promise to yourself that in any way or form, I want to wake up in the morning to pray tahajjud. It shouldn't be missed at all. Yes? And the dhikr of the morning that you've been given, you should be regular in that. Punctual in that. Should be punctual. Remember the tasbihs and increase it. Increase your schedule, what you've been told to do, your dhikr, and work hard and strive, because this is Shaban now. And the blessings that will descend now, the fuyuz, the blessings, the virtues that come from the mashayikh, they won't come in any other months.
So to waste a second, to waste an hour, is a loss. So any hurdle, any obstruction, if it comes, eliminate it. Take it far away. Now, obviously, like, there are disturbances. You have to go to work, open your business premises, your shop. That's part of life. You have to do that. But such actions that we can stop ourselves, we can sacrifice, that are extra, beyond necessary, we can't sacrifice them for these moments and hours and days of Shaban, for the sake of Ramadan's hours and moments, because so we can earn more in these months. So sacrifice those things that are not necessary. No difference will be made to your life in the world. Sacrifice that. And that is such a thing that you can do. It's in your control. It doesn't make any difference. For example, sleeping, you sleep a lot, reduce the sleep and increase your ibadah more, do more worship. So this sacrifice you can do, it's in your control, within your realm. Waking up, sitting, company of the sheikh, the teacher, and morning and evening, the dhikr gatherings. This is so important, we should understand, that we should never ever waste this at all. Because the rewards that will be in these actions, they will never return. You'll never attain them again. So it's extremely necessary, essential, that the human being, he stays in his schedule, his pattern, doesn't upset it, sacrifice it. Never think that, oh, I don't go, I'm not going to go to majlis in the morning, I'm not going to attend dhikr in the morning. It's a big misfortune for the individual. Or if there's a gathering that he leaves for some other reason, extremely unfortunate. Extremely unfortunate. Yes, if there's an extreme circumstance, you get sick, very unwell, that you can't, that's not in your control. But those things that you can leave and discard for this majlis, then leave those things. Don't care about the worldly things. Because these moments will never come again. You understand what I'm saying? So this is just in my mind, these thoughts came to motivate ourselves, to revive ourselves, so we can grab hold of some more energy, get boosted. So be regular in two things, punctual. Morning and evening, the dhikr gatherings, company of the sheikh, the teacher, and your tasbihat, the dhikr that you've been allotted, assigned. Be regular in that, punctual in that. And tahajjud, never leave tahajjud salah. The morning, waking up in the morning. Make it essential, lazim. Don't be lazy in that at all. Totally not at all. And this is essential. These are essential points. And with alongside those two things, the third thing is increase your tilawat of Quran. Recitation of Quran. You know, in the tazkiyah sheets you have Quran reading. So now read recitation more. Increase that. And for this you need to allot some time. Put some time. Allot some time. Stretch out the time. And do tilawat of Quran, recitation of Quran. It's a very great action. And it's very good. If we make the niyyah now, intention, there's nothing to lose to make the intention. Allah is the one who will grant us the ability to implement. So let's just make this niyyah, that one Quran complete, we should complete during the month of Shaban. Somehow walking around, moving, traveling. Try to make the habit of tilawat, recitation of Quran. Read one whole Quran during Shaban. And if you can do more, it doesn't matter how much you end up reading, start from today. I think today is the second of Shaban, isn't it? The evening. So make it with this niyyah that in Shaban, definitely I'm going to complete the Quran. Make that intention. Make a habit of doing that. And start reading. So, that for example, when you leave here, you'll do wasteful talk, you'll sit down, look at the phone. In 20 minutes, you can recite one juz, alhamdulillah. Yes, put the phone away. And wasteful actions, news, this is happening, that's happening. I'm not saying that you watch films, etc. But the detach yourself from the dunya, the news, etc., current affairs. Focus more towards Quran. Sacrifice. If you learn how to sacrifice, then you'll get a great result at that time when you make the sacrifice. Very great result. High, lofty result in comparison to other things. So when you leave those things of the world and come towards these beneficial actions. No, shaitan says, no, I'll do talawat after. No, Shaban. This is the recitation of Quran in Shaban. This is the reception, welcoming, where we're going towards Ramadan, warming up. So try this, inshallah. Anyhow, yes, for a human being, we should just try, strive, struggle, and make effort. When the individual starts to make effort, Allah makes his destination and route and pathway easy. So let's be grateful to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a majalis of his dhikr and remembrance. We sit down, we remember him. Shaban's niyyah, travel with the niyyah of Shaban, travel from far and wide or close. I cannot waste this opportunity, make that intention. And if you give a sacrifice for wasteful things, worldly things, talking, extra chit chat, don't do wasteful actions, start in Shaban now, so that we have to discard and leave wasteful things in Ramadan. We make them pending. That, oh, I'll look at these after Ramadan, I'll do these things after Ramadan. And we can do that. We can do that. Do that, implement as much as you can. All your time, leave it for dhikr, recitation of Quran, and attending the majalis, the gatherings. And when you do this, these are most essential and necessary. And also alongside that, which is, what is essential, is don't listen to the desires of the nafs and leave the sins. Yes, sins of the eye, sins of the tongue, talking, backbiting, lying. All of these actions, as much as you can, try to shun these sins. Otherwise, you'll spoil your Ramadan. I'll tell you this. He who in Shaban has been cautious, he who is not cautious during Shaban. That's why Allah said that Shaban is preparation for Ramadan. Listen to this. Whoever has not passed through Shaban cautiously, has not left the sins, then he will not get the blessings of Ramadan. Yes, otherwise the Prophet of Allah will never say and would have done the dua for Shaban going into Ramadan. For this reason, that's why such a night has been inserted. It's about to come in approximately 2 weeks. That in this month of Shaban, so that more Allah Ta'ala makes us alert and awake. And I'm hopeful that these days, moments, hours, you'll understand the importance of these days and in this month, and as much as you can, sacrifice your desires and save yourself and shun the sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability. Ameen. One point has just come into my mind which I forgot, and I've just remembered it. I've just remembered a point which is a very important factor. And it's just come in my mind, I'd like to share with you and tell you. That whoever has not made a connection with a sheikh, a teacher, immediately make a relationship with a sheikh, whether it's a woman, a man, and definitely do tawbah in the at the hands of the sheikh, presence of the sheikh, in the company of the sheikh. Without tawbah, repentance, the human being cannot succeed in anything. So those individuals who until now have not made a connection with a sheikh, those sisters who have not made the connection with a teacher, then make this niyyah, that so we can arrive to Ramadan nicely. And this is the foremost, most important factor, to do tawbah at the hands of the teacher, the sheikh. And after doing tawbah, repenting, take the lesson from the teacher, sabak, then see how your Ramadan will be filled with the blessings. So definitely, definitely do this action. Those individuals, sisters, brothers who have been lazy, negligent, and they have the connection already with the sheikh, even for them, ask Allah for forgiveness and recharge yourself. We made mistakes and you don't have to do bayah again. Allah will inshallah give you, if you've done a blunder due to which the bayah is fasid, and cut, and then obviously do bayah again. If you make the dua, if the bayah null and void, then re-establish that. Because obviously the link has been cut off with the teacher, so rejoin that connection. If you've done an action, fisk can happen of the bayah. Yes, persons, it depends on the intentions of the person. When his aqeedah with the teacher diminish, evaporate, and he does disrespect and bad manners, bad conduct, then he comes out of the state of bayah. Then it's lazim essential that he does tawbah to Allah. He asks Allah for forgiveness, repentance, and then re-establishes tawbah and make the connection. If he's made such a big error and he's aware within and he knows that I've made a massive blunder in tasawwuf and about my shaykh, I did such bad thoughts, I said bad things, I did such actions, or all year long a person has, isn't it, to himself. So I've passed through a bad phase, I had bad aqeedah against my teacher, bad belief, my aqeedah wasn't correct, and I thought wrong about my teacher, disrespectfully, I said wrong words, negative words against my teacher, my circumstances are such that, and remember, against the wali Allah, the friend of Allah who has a bad aqeedah, he can never attain success, can never attain falah. The Quran tells us this as well. So all of these, for this success in this point, is a great opportunity for a person to do tawbah now. Repent and do bayah again at the hand of the shaykh and ask Allah for forgiveness. So this is very, very important factor that we need to do. Implement. Recite the Ruj Sharif.